B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Authorities discovered an apparent stowaway Saturday in the landing gear of a flight from Guatemala at Miami International Airport.
This blew my mind.
Officers apprehended a 26-year-old man who attempted to evade detection in the landing gear compartment of an aircraft, according to the CBP. American Airlines said in a statement the flight was met by law enforcement due to a security issue. Fire rescue confirmed to CNN that they transported the man to a local hospital for medical assessment.
Why don't we take a five-minute break?
In a video posted on Instagram, a person is seen dazed, standing in the shadow of an airplane wing with airport personnel reflecting in reflective vests before he appears to slightly lose his balance and sits on the ground. Smoke if you got him.
There's no way he should be alive.
In another video posted by the account, law enforcement and emergency medical services are seen around the man as he is given water and other aid. The CBP said persons are taking extreme risks when they try to conceal themselves in confined spaces such as an aircraft. This incident remains under investigation. Here's a story fairly local to us. A Wildwood resident found a World War II era munition on the beach and brought it to a nearby residence, forcing police to evacuate the area this past Saturday after learning the aging projectile was still live.
Ah, that's great. And this is right on the beach, huh?
Yes. Police and
fire... Hey, I found a bomb!
And firefighters responded to the West Pine Avenue area after receiving a report that someone found a munition. Members of the Atlantic City Police Department Bomb Squad examined the munition. It was identified as a 120-millimeter projectile from World War II and found to be a live round, or the World War II era, I should say. Members of the Atlantic City Bomb Squad removed the munition from the residence, transported it to the beach where it was rendered safe, meaning they blew it up.
They blew it up. That's how you render it safe.
Residents who were evacuated from West Pine and Maple Avenues were allowed to return home after about 2.5 hours.
Don't they ask beachgoers to bury their bombs before they go home?
Police officials said the Wildwood Police Department would like to remind residents and visitors that if you located any munitions on the beach or anywhere else in the city, please do not touch or handle them.
I saw a Bugs Bunny cartoon where he was checking if they were alive by hitting the head with a hammer. Is that something you do?
No,
I'd say don't.
Okay.
These munitions are dangerous and should only be handled by qualified personnel.
It's sort of troubling that there's that stuff still out there.
Yeah. By the way, in March, two unexploded World War II era ordnances were found in a backyard in Cape May when a homeowner was having a property cleared and landscaped. The AC bomb squad removed the ordinances and exploded them on a nearby beach.
Kristen, didn't you say you uncovered a live German soldier in the sand?
I did, yeah, but I let him go.
Yeah, yeah.
I
mean, thank you so much.
War's over. All right, so they didn't sign up for this. More than 60 people who went to a British pub to see a band ended up spending 3 nights there after a snowstorm left them stranded. Andrew Healds co-owns the Ten Hill Inn in Swaledale, and which is known as Britain's highest pub as it sits 1,732 feet above sea level.
Wow.
Healds said two of the three roads leading to the business were blocked by snowdrifts on Friday night, and the third was blocked by a downed power line. Healds said the pub was not affected by the downed power line and was well stocked with supplies before the storm. So those stuck there were well taken care of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You're going to get stuck, right?
And it happened over the weekend.
And they had a band.
That's awesome. One patron who is undergoing dialysis treatment was evacuated by a mountain rescue team, but the rest of the pub's visitors, including the band, were stranded until yesterday morning, and they left after the roads were plowed.
Did that person need dialysis before they went into the pub for 3 days or at the end of it?
I do not know, but that would have been a great time.
Yeah.
An Alabama sheriff is trying to figure out how hundreds of FedEx packages ended up dumped in the woods. An estimated 300 to 400 packages of various sizes were found in a ravine near a small town called Hayden on Wednesday.
Huh.
Deputies were sent to guard the scene until FedEx workers could arrive, pick up the packages. Sheriff Mark Moon said that FedEx sent multiple trucks and drivers from across the South to load up the packages. Photos posted on the sheriff's Facebook page show the packages strewn about the forest and piled at the bottom of a wooded hillside.
I saw a movie that suggested that there is a robust population of Sasquatches that can blend in with the trees, Preston.
Okay.
And maybe they were ordering all that.
I don't know what they're doing in Alabama, but maybe they are. So, nonetheless, Natasha Abney said that her neighbor found the boxes, said it was just a river of boxes.
Yeah.
Some of them busted open, some of them not.
Wow.
And it wasn't clear why the packages were in the ravine, the sheriff said, he hoped to have some answers soon. So, they're digging through all of that. Well, a woman attacked two flight attendants on a Spirit Airlines flight to Nashville on Saturday night. She was restrained by a fellow passenger and then yelled at police officers to, quote, shoot me when they arrested her.
Wow.
Airport police arrested a 42-year-old female for public intoxication after the flight crew contacted officers on the ground at Nashville International Airport.
All right, it's into the wheel well with you.
The flight took off from Fort Lauderdale. That's where they should put the unruly passengers.
Put them in the wheel well.
Yep.
It's going to get a little chilly, and there's probably not going to be a lot of oxygen.
When the plane arrived, members of the crew told officers she attacked two flight attendants, punching one and pulling another one's hair. Before the passenger deplaned, another passenger restrained her feet with zip ties. And I don't know what that passenger was doing.
Sure.
Zip ties, but they did it.
I think I'm going to pack away some zip ties for air travel.
She smelled of alcohol, spoke in a slurred manner, and her eyes were bloodshot. She told officers she drank, quote, a lot. After police arrested her, she yelled at the officers on several occasions using expletives and saying, I didn't do anything wrong, and shoot me.
I forgot to tell you guys that my brother flew home from Philly to Denver on Saturday night, and they had to kick somebody off the plane for being intoxicated. Yes.
No kidding.
It was Saturday. She'd been hanging out at the airport for far too long and was in one of the bars. And so officers, TSA agents, had to come onto the plane and escort her out.
This was before they taxied or anything like that?
They had been sitting at the, you know, at the tarmac or whatever.
The gate, thank you,
and waiting to go. And the flight was delayed. And so she just kept on drinking, got on the plane, was unruly, and then was escorted off the plane.
Well, is this a sorry state of affairs?
Right?
That'd be kind of fun to watch.
Yeah.
I've seen it. At a distance, and if nobody gets hurt.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
You saw somebody get thrown off?
Oh, God, yeah. I saw, marshals come on board and pull the guy off. Yeah.
What was he doing?
He was drunk.
He was just yelling and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Effing people.
I know.
Well, anyhow, jail logs show that she was admitted into jail on Saturday night, but she was released on 6 a.m. Sunday.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Not what one expects at the most magical place on earth, but somebody is leaving photos of penises around Walt Disney World's resort hotels.
No.
One such photo was found at Disney's Art of Animation Resort back in August. An employee found it under a napkin holder. And a similar photo was also left on Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. I've been to that one before.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see nary one penis photo.
No D-pic.
No.
Huh. Which Disney character do you think is most likely to be the culprit?
That's a good question. Goofy.
Yeah.
Right?
Look at that.
Look at that's my D.
Sheriff's report about the incidents did not mention if there were any suspects or not, but they are trying to track them down. We'll see. This is pretty wild. Maybe you guys caught this story a couple of days ago, but a sketch purchased for $30 at a house clearance sale in Massachusetts is believed to be a rare artwork worth as much as $50 million. Experts identify the drawing of a mother and child as an original by German Renaissance artist Albrecht Dürer. An unnamed man purchased the sketch in Concord, Massachusetts. The drawing had belonged to the late architect Jean-Paul Carlehane, whose children mistakenly believed that it was a 20th century reproduction of a Dürer.
Uh-huh.
The buyer casually stored the unframed drawing for 2 years until Clifford Schorer, a senior partner at the London art dealer Agnews, had heard about the sketch's existence and asked to view it. Schorer said, it was an incredible moment when I saw the Dürer. It was either the greatest forgery I had ever seen or a masterpiece.
So this wasn't a curbside, Craigslist sort of auction. This was a little bit more high level, correct?
Yes. So the family had apparently found this and they wanted to sell it, but they just thought it was a
knockoff.
That'd be a better way to...
Like a lithograph?
Something like that. Let me see where we're back. Yeah, they thought it was a...
replica?
A replica. So where the hell is that part in here? The buyer... Screw it. I'm moving on.
Here,
can't
give me
find
the,
that part.
First page, and I'll.
Shore believes that it could fetch a record price for a
reproduction
work by an old master. Thank
reproduction,
you.
Reproduction, yes, okay.
After an authentication process that lasted 2 years, leading experts have confirmed that drawing is a previously unknown Durer. Scholars pointed out that the AD monogram inscribed on the artwork was one of the most famous signatures in art history.
Wow.
Did I say history?
You said art.
Art history.
Whatever. It's good.
I want to quit.
Please don't. I need you.
You just had the most wonderfully sexually charged night of your life with Helen Mirren. You should be on a mega high.
Seriously.
I'm distracted by it.
Yeah.
It had been written with the same ink that was used in the drawing, so they did testing on it to find that it was indeed the actual ink.
And estimated worth $50
million? $50
million, yes. God.
Secondly, the drawing had been made on paper watermarked with a trident, which was used by Durer in over 200 known works. The drawing, which has been titled The Virgin and Child with a Flower on Grassy Bench.
Who painted this? Durer. Don't make fun of me.
From 1503, by the way, is believed to be a preliminary sketch for his later watercolor, The Virgin Among a Multitude of Animals.
Wow.
So $50 million. They paid $30 for it.
God,
and possibly going to get $50 million.
So,
wow.
in a case like that, is there any legal standing?
I don't know that the family may have.
The people that accidentally sold it. My guess is no.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Maybe to be a nice guy, you chuck them $1 million or something.
Give
like
them
that.
Even $50.
Here's $50. You made 20. Yeah. A New Jersey woman shared video of a bear abiding by her polite request and closing the front door of her home.
I watched this footage, and it's very sweet, but it's also insanely dangerous.
Susan Kehoe of Vernon, New Jersey, posted a video on YouTube showing her opening the front door to reveal a bear on the stoop. And she says to the Bruin, "Mr. Bear, will you please close my door?" Kehoe asked the bear,
"Sure, after I eat your ass out,"
a few more times to close the door, and the animal grabs the knob in its mouth and closes the door part of the way. Kehoe continues to make the request until the bear completely closes the door.
Wow.
It's insane.
And, like, it's adorable, but that bear could have killed her.
The bear learned how to close the front door to my house, she wrote in the video description. So she's lucky to walk away with her life. Sometimes it's not a human intruder at all. The Barnstead Police Department in New Hampshire was investigating a potential burglary at Barnstead Elementary School on Sunday after a citizen had reported seeing the glass door, front door shattered. Police wrote about the incident on Facebook, noting that they had found a 10-point buck inside the school lobby.
Uh-huh.
Police and firefighters attempted to catch the deer, but say it crashed through another window and escaped on its own. The buck left behind part of a rattler inside of the school, by the way.
Rattlers!
I saw a pretty...
something here.
I saw an impressive six-pointer this morning.
Did you? Where was it?
Crossing Belmont.
Are you kidding? Six-pointer.
Kind of down by where Walgreens is.
What?
And, I mean, like, I had to stop, and we made eye contact.
Hey,
it was pretty wild. He was right
Preston?
There. Morning.
Preston!
I listened to you.
You work here? Holy house, that's your Harleysville.
So it was kind of a cool little moment on the way into work this morning.
Say hi to Kathy.
All right, and
I did see a whole family a couple of weeks ago.
Really? Wow. All right, and then one last story. Police are searching for a passenger they say ran from the Atlanta airport after a gun inside his bag discharged at the security checkpoint. Jackson International Airport said that there was no active shooter, but a weapon accidentally discharged around 1:30 at the screening area.
Do you have a gun? Yeah, here it is.
Oh. The gunshot turned into chaos as other passengers ran for cover.
Of course,
The TSA said an agent began a bag search due to a prohibited item being identified by an X-ray. The agent told the passenger not to touch the bag, but when the agent opened it, the passenger lunged into the bag.
Oh, boy.
And that's when the gun accidentally discharged. Passenger then ran from the area and out of the airport exit. Police identified him as 42-year-old Kenny Wells and issued warrants for his arrest.
Where'd you get that gun, Kenny?
Where'd you get that gun, Kenny? All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File at this point in time.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.